Yeah.
Okay, first of all, once again, all the shurim this summer are Lili Nishmas of Chaim Aluzim from Shinaria, who's the one who's this summer program was his brainchild, and you know, the schus should give him an aliyah. Also, we want to give a very, very special thank you to Rabbi Havner. For those of you who follow my statuses, I don't follow statuses except for this year. It's the only thing. But those of you who follow it will know that at 10 o'clock this morning, I did not yet have a speaker for tonight. So big yashikayas to not only coming, but over here coming with very, very short notice. And thank you. And we appreciate it.
Guys, I was warned by a gabbai that if I speak too well, the punishment is they're going to call me back. That's what he said. I apologize before, and I think I'll do pretty well. I went there. And I have to also say that in general, people have said about me that I speak a little quickly. If I do, don't feel embarrassed. Ask a question. Feel comfortable. It's not a big deal. I teach high school kids most of the day. So feel free. Anything you ask, I promise you I've heard a lot stupider. And a lot more embarrassing and a lot more insulting. Don't worry about it. Anything you want to ask, it'll slow me down. It'll make sure I'm on the right pace. So we decided we're going to speak about Tu B'Av. The timely thing. So I'm going to ask a few questions, take a long trip, a couple stories that memory wrote, and then we'll come back and hopefully we'll have an appreciation for this interesting yomtiv. So the Mishnah in Tainus, Chavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavav There were no Yom Tovim as festive as Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. Obviously, that's going to be a lot of conversation that we could potentially have. What is so festive about Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur as well? So it goes to a story that the girls go out into the fields. Since there's some young boys here, we'll skip over that, let them read it themselves. And it comes to the ending here, and it sounds like this. That Shlomo HaMelech has a pasuk about Shlomo HaMelech, Tzehna V'Rehna B'Reit Tzion. V'Melech Shlomo B'Atharah Shetla Yimai V'Yoyim Chasu Nosoi V'Yoyim Simchas Liboy. V'Yoyim Chasu Nosoi, what's the wedding day? Zeh Matan Torah. Rashi, Matan Torah, what does Matan Torah do anything? Rashi right away says, Matan Torah means a Lukas Afroinus. We have two Matan Torahs. We celebrate Matan Torah on Shavuot, that's the first Lukas. Then Moshe Rabbeinu came down, the whole story, and 120 days later, we got the second set of Lukas on Yom Kippur itself. So Yoyim Chasinosai is Yoyim Matan Torah. Yoyim Simchas Liboy, Yoyim Matan Torah. What's the other one? Yoyim Simchas Liboy. What's Yoyim Simchas Liboy? I don't know what they say in English. Yoyim Simchas Liboy means on the day his heart's joy. That's called Zed Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Shehivonim B'Meir B'Meir. That will be the day, a reference to the building of the Beis HaMikdash, may it be built speedily in our days. Not far to say, that obviously, if the Rebbe Shimon Gamaliel is part of this long phrase, probably, and he's talking about two great Yom Tovim of Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur, and we already said Yom Kippur answered part of the pasuk of Yom Chasinosai, pretty much to say that Yom Simchas Liboy, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, is telling you Tu B'Av. So it's not far to say that if it's celebrated in the correct way, not far to say that Tu B'Av will bring out the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Be'er B'Meinu, as it says in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara, that's the Bava base, the long Mishnah. The Gemara goes through several reasons of why it was such a festive day of Tu B'Av. Obviously, it's not a Chumash, nothing in the Chumash openly that talks about Tu B'Av. So the Gemara comes up with different reasons. I forgot, it's five or six. So one of the reasons is the story of, it says like this, Nachman says, Yoi, Shehuta, Shevet Binyamin, Chavim B'Kahal. So in short, I didn't get to read the whole thing here, but in short, what happened was, the story of Pelegas Begiva at the end of Shaifa. Pelegas Begiva, without going through all the graphic details, but there was a violent situation against a female, from people from the tribe of Binyamin, that was the assumption, correct, right? They were living in that area, and the husband of this woman was very upset about it, and he made a public machlah that he wants justice for it, for the girl. And it seemed like Klai Yisrael agreed on some level. And they sent a letter to Binyamin, Shevet Binyamin, the Bez Binyamin. They told Shevet Binyamin, by the way, we expect you to hand over the agitators, the perpetrators. Hand them over. And Shevet Binyamin, again, this is not a halachic fight. It's not an ego fight. The halachic fight of Shevet Binyamin, they held no. In this situation, we're not going to do it. Thank you for your advice. Thank you for your request. Request denied. And Klai Yisrael, outside of Binyamin, took this as a very serious offense, like what we call a civil war. And they began a civil war, the other Shvatim, against the tribe of Binyamin. And it was a bloodbath on both sides. And when I go through all that, again, see the end of Shaykh, the last three Prokhmet talks about it. And at the end of the war, when Klai Yisrael, outside of Binyamin, Klai Yisrael was victorious, they made a thing that, you know what, we're not going to make Shaduchim with these men of tribe Binyamin. We don't know who it is exactly. All men from Binyamin are also limited to all girls from other tribes. All Shvatim are out. Okay. And then what happened was, this is what, going back to the Gemara, Gemara doesn't say any of these words. The Gemara just says, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Nachman, Yoy, Shehut Hashem Binyamin Loi Bekal. At Tu B'Av, whatever it was, a year later, 5 years later, 10 years later, whatever it was, Tu B'Av later on, Klai Yisrael, I use the word Mataneder, because it's not exactly Mataneder, Klai Yisrael decided that Kherim, the excommunication is over, and we're going to reunite, and therefore it became a Yom Kippur. A Yom Tov, so he said, there's no Yom Tov as big as this. I got to be honest. You started this conversation, I would say that's great Yom Tov. I don't know. It started with a calamity. Started with an aggressive situation we don't talk about. It got to a civil war of people dying. And then there was a little bit of peace after. We made a nether, and we're not going to do it. Then we mounted a nether, whatever it means. I wasn't all excited. That sounds, at first thought, not to be so excited. I'll make a Yom Tov about it. If I punch someone in the face, then I go up to him after and ask him a healer. He said, yeah, I'm not sure that's called the greatest Yom Tov around. It's a very nice thing, Baruch Hashem. We're making peace with each other. That's called the greatest Yom around the Master. We'll have to go through it. Hopefully, we'll understand how it is the greatest Yom. And again, they were nervous Shem Yom was not going to remain. They were nervous that there weren't enough people for them. So they told the women of the other Shvatim, go and mingle with Shem Yom. Katava, part of the original Shidduch Tu B'Av concept we have right here. Now, I got to be honest, I don't know who here age wise anything. But imagine like this, you read a shidduch. We're boys, so we'll go there, right? Makes sense. You read a shidduch for a sister or a daughter. Let me tell you this. Look, I want to tell you right now. A few years ago, these people were violent. I'm allowed to use the word rapists, violent rapists, murderers, potential murderers. Again, these are all halachic shaylos with Shem Binyamin. I don't smack of this whole thing. Shem Binyamin held not this way, but they were potential murderers, violent rapists. And by the way, excommunicated because when the Beis Din of Klal Yisrael said, we expect some results, they said, Zaygabesh, Shkaya, Pano, Shkaya. So they really use a borrowed phrase, Mari Bamalthus, maybe on some level. They weren't the best of people, right? But by the way, if you want to know, we weren't going to allow you to marry such a person. But now we decided we're going to allow you to marry such a person. You think that the Shaduchim are lining up, right? Do you think I'm going to say, oh, that's a great idea. I was waiting for that guy. I like that guy. No, it doesn't seem like Shevet Binyamin is like the people are running after anyway. So I don't know why you had to make a payment in the first place. I don't think anyone wants to marry such people. Right? They were just not, again, based on the simple version of the story, the victor writes the history of it. The victors are writing the story of the Shem Binyamin were bad, evil, mamish on multiple levels. If you read the whole story, they were matzorchim. I mean, that's a minor crime. But they did a whole list of crimes. They violated everything. And we'll tell you about, oh, you're not going to marry that person. Okay, just go. Now, oh, by the way, we're going to marry this person. You can say, oh, yeah, marry that person. That's a great holiday. I don't know if it made a difference. I don't know if anyone actually went and said, okay, I want to go marry these people. So just to understand the Gemara is saying that this is such a great day because Yom Shehutter, and I don't know, to me, it doesn't sound like, let's get so excited about this. That's the first kasha. Again, we'll go around a little bit. Second question is, based on the Gemara before this says a different reason, potentially, Gemara has a lot of reasons, potentially for why Tu B'Av is such a great day, is because in the Midbar, interesting story, in the Midbar, what they would do is, they had a zero on them, the people in the Midbar were not going to survive. And it was based on a statistic. So every Rashi said this. It says the Yom, the Lashon, I want to get exactly right. It says that Tamu Kalantre Amacham Alamas. The end of here it says like Kalum Masay Midbar. The dead of the Midbar stopped dying. They realized on Tuba. What happened was they got a zero, they're all gonna die. And every year they would all go dig graves. Mamish, they would dig all themselves graves. And they would put themselves in the open grave, and that would happen on Lel Tishabah. And the next morning, they would make an announcement. It's all Rashi on Lama Nama Beis. They make an announcement. By the way, anyone who's alive, wake, you know, get on up. And everyone got up except for 15,000 people. So it seems every year 15,000 people. You have to know the numbers how they work out. Every year 15,000 people didn't wake up, and they remained who it was. Okay. The first person, by the way, that died before they got buried is Miriam. I have a person, a friend of mine, student, whatever the word is. And he made this website for me. I have to do a plug now. He made a website for me. And I never did anything about it at all. Mama 00 for a couple of years. And then recently he told me as a request, he said, it's not right. He doesn't get paid for it. He doesn't get covered for it. He doesn't get anything for it. He told me, do me a favor. You don't even talk about it. Once in a while, you know, just try to promote it. So it happened to have given a share on this next question, which we're not discussing. It's a true pseudo question. Who was the first person who died and then got buried? Everyone else got buried, then they died. Everyone else dug a grave, buried themselves, and then died. And it comes out to Mir Menavia. That's a shir I gave years ago. The goddess of Mir Menavia, she started the process of reversing. But anyway, back to this Rashi. The Rashi says that everyone went in there and everyone died, or whoever died, and they got up. And then what happened? The last year, a bunch of people got up. They said, wait a second, we're dying this year. It's the last year in the Midbar. What's going on here? So Rashi says, they thought we must have made a miscalculation with the Chodesh. We're not sure what month it is, what day it is. Works with the sun. We can be off by 2 days. They waited until the 15th of the month. 15th of the month, the moon was large. They realized we did not make a calculation mistake. We were saved from the decree that had gone on all along. So it was a major day. But clearly one thing which I want to get to now is we see that 9 Av, Tisha B'Av, and Tu B'Av, at least according to that answer, are absolutely connected. It's really the whole event happened on Tisha B'Av. They were really saved on Tisha B'Av. They woke up the next morning, they were good to go. They didn't realize they were good to go. They thought maybe they were off on a miscalculation until they realized on Tu B'Av that they were good to go the whole time. But really, they were good to go. But it means there is a connection. And you look through the Rishonim, a little less the Rishonim and some of the Achronim, the Chassidus firm, they bring down the absolute connection from Tes'av to Tu B'Av. So I want to say over a famous story on Tu B'Av. I gave several different answers over the years on my website. This is going to be a brand new approach. And a simple thing, the most famous story of Tisha B'Av is the story of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. So the basic story is, I think everyone knows by now, there's some nameless person throwing some hostless party, doesn't say what the party was about, and he has a friend who's Kamsa, his enemy is Bar Kamsa, the male got mixed up, and Bar Kamsa shows up, and he's all upset, he's not treated well by the host throws him out, so I'm taking revenge on everybody. That's it. It's scorched earth policy. The rabbis, he thought maybe he was wrong. He thought they heard what was going on. And that's it. He's getting revenge. What's his unique revenge? He goes to the king and he tells the king that, by the way, the Jews, they're rebellious people. Don't love the Jews. They're rebellious. He goes, you got to prove that. Make a wild statement. They weren't so quick to listen to anti-Jewish to the news. Could you prove it? He said, yeah, I'll prove it. Send the sacrifice and see what happens. They're never going to take it from you because they're done with you. They made a rebellion. That's not a bad idea. It sounds innocuous. That's what he did. He sends the goes with him. He sends her back home. It seems like not so clear, but it seems like sends her back home to the animal. Back home's on the way. He gives it a mind, a mum. They show up to the base mikdash. Now they got a problem. What do we do here? If we don't do it, the king's going to get angry. If we do it, we're putting a mum on the base mikdash. If we take care of back home, so that's the suggestion. Let's kill back home. So you're going to kill a guy because he put a mum on the cup. You're going to mix up. They had a lot of debates on what to do. They did nothing. Basically, they destroyed. It's interesting to know, by the way, that at no point during the story of the Gemara, at least, did any of the rabbanim say, "I have a good idea. Let's talk to Bakam. So let's figure it out together with him. Let's let him talk back to the Romans. He's the shliach. Let's go to Bakam to have a conversation with the person and say, this Bakam to be it. We understood the party was a bad. Maybe we heard. Maybe take the blame anyway. Say, I'm sorry. If you're not sorry, the rabbis maybe they did. I'm sorry. It was a mistake. We'll give you some money. We'll give you a covenant. We'll give you aliyah. Whatever you want. Let's figure this out. No, what's our option? Our option is bring a carbon to the basement. It's no good. No. Let's kill the guy. It's wild. Let's allow the carbon to go. The simplest idea is sitting in front of him right now. Sir, simplest idea. Let's try to make sure of it. But Kamsa is upset that he was Babel. Look, that's unbabel. It happens every day of the year. Second of all, I don't know the same question. Is that the fight between Kamsa and Bakamsa? I don't know if Kamsa is part of the fight at all. The host, Bar Kamsa, whatever the fight's about, the whole base of Mikdash has to go down for this. Seriously? I mean, I don't know. I live in Kensington, but I'm assuming that in this, I don't know if it's called Clappers, but Marine Park, I'm assuming whatever it's called there. I'm assuming that there are, I don't know, that's wrong. Maybe I'm a Moloch side, not now. I'm a Moloch side, there were two neighbors that had a fight with each other. They're fighting over a driveway. I don't know if I looked around the shared driveway, or the sukkah blocked me, or you built the extension on your house, or your kid pushed my kid, and two guys are fighting. Happens. And they're fighting. They don't like each other. The Nishtam Allah mentioned. One's a victim. Everyone thinks they're a victim. No one has sinned a skin in my but reason to hate the guy. Everyone's fighting each other. At one point, they go to the Rav. They're not listening to the Rav. When a guy's angry, he's not listening to the Rav. They go to the next guy. Nobody's listening. Nobody's making peace between these two guys. They're fighting. The story starts that the host and Bar Kamsa were enemies for a long time. What do you want the Rabbanim to do anyway? You want now? You think the Rabbanim never tried? Maybe they tried also the same. If Bar Kamsa goes to you, is the host going to win the fights about? Is the host going to listen to you? Is Barakat going to listen to you? What's the big deal? Two guys at a fine price. It's the first time ever two guys at a fine price. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, you know what? Al zeh charu Yerushalayim. Because two guys at a fight, we got no chance, guys. If we want to build the Beis Hamikdash, we have to wait for nobody in Klal to fight. I don't want to sound negative. Hashem, Tu B'Av, the greatest holiday in the year. But Lamai, so we're in trouble there. And don't blame the rabbis. I'm saying don't blame the rabbis. You can go talk to the guy. It doesn't work. Go speak to marriage fights. The husband blames the wife. The wife blames the trigger. It's not right. So what's going on here? So there's a small fight between two people. The whole Klal is going to fall for. Okay. Another shadow. And then we'll come around to hopefully you figure this all out together. The other shaila is that the Gemara says that when Har Sinai occurred, the highlight of history altering moment, when Har Sinai was happening, the world was so awe. Mountains were jumping. We say it in Hallel. The mountains were jumping. The rivers. The whole world was an anomaly. The goyim of the world was so nervous. They were not sure what was going on. Gemara, they ran to Bilam. He said, Bilam, is this the Mabel again? Gemara, is this the Mabel? Are we done again? I mean, they believed in the Mabel, by the way. Just the Mabel? And Bilam said, relax. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving a Torah. He said, okay, we're fine. No one became a Gerer. Okay, Kadosh Baruch Hu giving a Torah. Not a big deal. So they went back, and they said, okay, well, they're not nervous. The world's not being destroyed. The whole event. Some of the guy, some of the guy was sitting there telling Bilam, listen, this is a wild king of Hanukkah. I got mountains jumping. I got streams turning different colors, and birds are making noises, and they make sense to me now. And the birds are quiet. What's in the Torah? Let's go see the first thing it says in the Torah. Let's go see what it's all about. The Eilam Hashvatim. Mom is right after. Beginning of Hashvatim. Eilam Hashvatim. What does it talk about? Kisikna Eved Ivri. We talk about an Eved Ivri. Who is an Eved Ivri? An Eved Ivri, Americanizing it. American is, I would say, Nidrik, but that's Yiddish. Eved Ivri is a lowlife. Maybe a drug addict. Nebuch, right? A person who went out of his way, not out of his way. He was desperate. The Nebuch took a desperate person. And what he went was, and he stole. He has that money to pay back. The white collar criminal figures it out. He has friends to pay him back. But this guy's, what's he going to do to this guy? Right? He got nothing. Nobody talks to these guys, right? And he got caught. This guy's not a good gun, by the way. He left fingerprints on the scene. He said, he's not careful what he's doing. He's probably on drugs, right? So he got caught doing right now. This is the open thing. Ask Bill. This is a fascinating story, Bill, right? After his brother says, we're going to sell this guy's head to make back the money for the victim in order for this to happen. I don't know which person in the world you think is buying this guy's energy. Imagine, I don't know who's the boss here. Most of the employees you think are not good enough. There's a whole new level of hiring this guy. You're hiring the guy who might have issues that he had to steal. He got caught stealing, and now he's in the evidence. That's what it says. Oh, yeah, sounds like an interesting halacha. I mean, this is what the whole world talking about. This guy, we're worried about this guy. I'll tell you what else about this guy, by the way. He's not going to be in evidence too long because Avodai comes first. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you're first servant to me. You don't serve a regular person. There's a limited time. Oh, but by the way, if the guy wants to stick around, he's one of the first few words here. The guy wants to stick around, the master will drill a hole in his ear, and he can say Lo'ilam. By the way, Lo'ilam is a very strange word. Right? The Rishonim say Lo'ilam. Is that true? Lo'ilam? Oh, Lo'ilam means 50 years. They come up and think, why? Because you can't say Lo'ilam. It's against what we just said. We just said, Avodai, hey. We just said, you're only allowed to be a servant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean to be a servant to this guy forever? That's a mamish contradiction. So Rishonim say, oh, by the way, the word Lo'ilam doesn't mean Lo'ilam. Lo'ilam means 50 years. That's not too often it says that. Lo'ilam doesn't mean Lo'ilam. True question. When does Lo'ilam not mean Lo'ilam? Here in this story. So the guy who turned to Bilam, like, let me get this straight. This is what the whole world's dancing about. This halacha, you're writing the laws of the Torah. That's gonna be 4 years down the road. That's in like page, it's like 18th page and little script for the Bible. We're worried about this guy becoming a slave forever. Like, is this the big deal we're talking about? This is why all the mountains are jumping up down for this Torah? Sounds a little strange. Okay, so what I said was, on one of my shiurim recently, I have to plug the website, is that I said that even when you know the beginning of a story, the middle of a story, and the end of the story, you know the result that comes from these stories, and you have all the information in front of you, sadly to say, most of the time, not most, too often time, people are wrong. That means they're watching events, they only have earthly eyes, and they see an A to a B to a C to a D, and they say, oh, I can draw the dots, that's easy, they're wrong. Afterward, after I'll tell them the story I'm talking about for that year, an idea that everyone talks about, everyone has a story wrong. The famous one, I think it's in World War II, the guy who met, instead of different people, instead of the Kleisenberger, Weissmandel, they said about Elie Wiesel, different people, the same story, is that they needed a person for a minion, again, story, rotate the details, they come to the person, they said, we need you for a minion, I'm done, Nachta Melchama, I don't believe. A lot of people out there, right? He asked him, what's that? He said, I'll tell you what. Because when I was in the camp, there was one guy with tefillin. And you saw the guy with the tefillin. He was making people give him food in order to have the tefillin. For 2 seconds, I can't live with a religion that backs up such a person. You got a different version. The Rebbe, he lives out, whoever it was, tells him, why are you focusing on the one guy? Focus on the 50 guys. Focus on the 50 guys who gave up a little food they had to put on tefillin for 5 seconds. The concentration camp. So we see, which is a good idea sometimes. Sometimes, instead of focusing on A in the same story, if we focus on B in the same story, it could be a better one. So let's go back to this guy who buys the Eved. Worst businessman of all time. We don't sell Jewish Avadim on the thing. I don't know what the word now. Aramaic. We don't sell them on the slave market. Okay, we have a guy. We send that announcement, the WhatsApp. Oh, we just caught the thief. This guy with the bench. Seems a little off. But the Maaseh will look at the Selim, make back some money, pay back the victim. Who was volunteering for the victim? So you got a guy in the field. Again, my interpretation. Farmer, he doesn't know much. He's not prepared hands. Not like a steal in my house anyway. Put him good stuff for me. Got a guy who doesn't get stolen from, right? So you got a poor guy. He says, I'm going to take this guy. Comes to Bezdin. What do I need for this guy? I don't know. I'm a farmer. I don't learn. I don't go to Daf Yomi. I don't go to Monday Night Shiurim. What do I know? So they tell him, okay, listen. You got to buy the guy. Give us the money right now. We pay off the victim. He'll be by you 4.5 years until the next Shemitah Yovel with all the halachas, and it's all good. Okay, it's not you, prepare hands. Okay, takes the guy. And as he walks in, he turns to the Bezdin. He goes, by the way, I'm just curious. What else do I have to know about this? I mean, I can trust him with my kashrus, my wine. Like, what's the halachas here? Tell him, trust him. I forgot to tell you. Bezdin is the Bezdin. We got to tell you, by the way, sorry for buying him. You didn't read the clause, as I said. Page 11 in the fine print, you did magnifying glass, says you have to treat him like Debbie Amelos. That if you have one pillow, you got to give it to him. He's like, right, that's page 11, right? One pillow goes, by the way, if you have one soup, it's a cold day outside, he gets it. Well, what's this guy going to do, right? Okay, is it Emma's to give it? He goes home, tells his wife, listen, you know that new furniture we have? We're going to move it to the guest house. He's like, what? Yeah, Rabbi told me, go to the guest house. Guest gets the fancy bed. Right, so the guy's going to work. The guest is getting the steak. He's eating the leftovers. It's going on for a while. Going on. Now, 6 years later, comes up. 6 years ago, this guy is desperate. The slave is desperate to anything. He wants life. He wants life. So he's stealing to get whatever. Again, we're using the example. He wants his fix. He's stealing for stuff. And you're telling us you got caught. You're going to jail. No, we don't have jail system in Judaism. Your jail system, you're going to go work for this guy. 6 years indentured servant. Okay. I'm a indentured servant. But by the way, if you want to stick around, and become a slave the rest of your life, we're fine with that. We have a way out. Even though it says, above thy hand, don't worry, we have a way out of it. What are the odds of that ever happening? Zero. Who's going to give up their freedom to become a slave for someone else? For what? Why would you ever do something? It's a weird thing now. 6 years later, this guy says, look, I lost the user. I have the Tzadayni. I love this guy. I want to stay with this guy. Oh, wow. That's cool. You were not doing too well then. Seem like you're doing pretty well now. You love this guy. You want to do it? Yeah. I'll tell you right now. You want to do it. I know you like this guy. I got to tell you, before you say yes, we want to give you the fine print up front. We didn't give him the fine print. We're going to give you the fine print. A yes means you're going to go to that doorpost. And we're going to take a drill. And we're going to drill through your ear. But not we as the Bezdin. Verota es adoino. The guy you love so much, he's going to have his revenge right there. The drill is going to move around a little bit as he's doing it, right? If you want to do that, you know what we'll do? We're going to get rid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Allah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Avad Ayin, Koli Avad Him. You have to be my slave. Don't worry about it. We will do Avad Ayin. You'll be a slave forever. We'll get rid of it. Don't worry about it. Are you ready to take the drill? Obviously, that's the case that's going on. The guy says, I'm a Kabbalah the drill. Plus, that means he's a Kabbalah the drill. He wants, the drill means he takes the first instance of pain. I don't know how it hurts, but I'm assuming it hurts. The first instance of pain to stay a servant. What's the shot is? Because he was with a master and he saw that the guy was giving him MS Ahava. The simpleton was saying, one bowl of soup, take the bowl of soup. He never felt this in his life. This is great stuff. I'm doing well here. He says, I don't want, right at freedom. Yeah, freedom counts for something. You know what's better than freedom? Being treated with respect, with love, fill in the adjectives you want. Love, respect, whatever you want, I'm getting it here. I'll stick around. You know what? I got to tell you something else. If anyone else would have done that drill, I would have said no in a second. No chance I'm taking a drill from somebody else. But from him, the man who's been giving me his pillow, his bed, my suit, I'll take anything. I'll take a bullet for this guy. I want to stay with this guy, but Hafti, I love this guy. This is the guy I stay with. You know what Akos Baruch Hu says? You really want to stay with this guy? He did a good job? Don't worry about me. I have an halacha. I'm pretending to be Akos Baruch Hu. I have an halacha that says, Avodai, come to me first. You know what? I give up. You know why I give up? Because I see what's going on. Who's he giving up for? The focus is not what the guy was telling Bilam on the Nidrika Ganef who got caught. That's not what they're talking about. The focus is on the other. The Tzidkis Tikka other who took this homeless, moneyless, is that the word? Moneyless, not even a word. Homeless person into his house and treated him as though he'd be a melech, better than he treated himself. Kosh Baruch said, that tzaddik, I'm mevata everything for this person. I bought that, it's fine. You want to be an ebit to someone like this? I'm proud of this person. So Kosh Baruch said, I'm proud of this guy. This guy, this is the goal. I was making fun of a boy, he's a simple farmer, even though they all love us. This guy's Lama Bavnik. He's Galadar. He's treating the people the ultimate way. That's the guy we want. We want that guy in there. Whatever you want. Josh Brothers says, I don't care. Lo'ilam. Read Lo'ilam a simple shot on fire. I'm not going to read Allah. But no problem. Take it. That's what we have to look at. The perspective has to be on him. Now, coming back to some of our questions. Klai Yisrael was thinking over the story of Kamsa by Kamsa. Kamsa getting on the gate. The host of my Kamsa. We asked a very simple question. At no point did they have this discussion and say, oh, yeah, I have a good idea. Let's just pacify this Barkamsa guy. Let's figure out a way to get him happy, pay him off, covered, whatever we're going to do here. Let's do it and get him out and figure it out. The answer was, at that point in time, there was nobody that Barkamsa was comfortable with. There was no one he felt, I have to say that I'll take the bullet from this guy. I'll take a stickle abuse from this guy. I'll make a pshara because I like this guy. I'll let him be the mediator. There was nobody in Klai Yisrael. No Rabbanim and no people. So the whole Klai Yisrael suffered because of one story? Not because two guys are fighting with each other. No, we don't care about two guys fighting each other. That happens every day. We care that there's nobody anyone can talk to in this place. There's nobody that can come over to you and say, did I not show you Ahava when you were stuck on the road that time? I fixed your tire. I did that for nothing for you. You're not going to sit and listen to me. Barkamsa is going to burn the bridge of all Klai Yisrael because there's nobody among the whole Klai Yisrael that can come over to him and say, by the way, you owe me one. Even without that lashon, as a niceness. Can we help each other? There's always, everyone has a Rebbe that they say, oh, he was always nice to me. There's always one Rebbe, hopefully more. Hopefully every Rebbe. I don't want to say one. Every Rebbe, but at least one. At least one the Imamas remember. Everyone should, and one Zikadu. But here we didn't have that. So the whole Klai Yisrael is on the hook for this. The whole Klai Yisrael is on the hook for the fact that all of them in unison, not only the Rabbanim, no neighbor, no cousin, Barkamsa was alone in the world with nothing, according to Barkamsa. And there was nobody that he was comfortable with. Klai Yisrael couldn't think of, let's send this guy over there. What did he say to? Let's sit down and have a meeting. Instead of deciding, should we kill him? Radical move. Let's kill him. Radical move. Let's bring a fake carbon, a apostle carbon on the Mizbeah. Radical move. Let's do nothing. And we know the Romans are going to get angry at us. We're going from bad to worse options here. But we don't have the best option in front of us. Not because we don't have it in front of us right now. Because let's say Barkamsa is 30 years old. Because for 30 years, we don't have that option in front of us. Because nobody did it. That's a time of the Gantz Klai Yisrael. That's not a fight between two people. Two people don't care about. But on Gantz Klai Yisrael, nobody gets that. When that's a bad sign. So Klai Yisrael sitting. Every year on Tisha B'Av, and they go through the story. Chazal gave over to the Yidden today the story of Kamsa by Kamsa. That you're supposed to learn it on Tisha B'Av. That means Chazal was telling you the secret, we're using the phrase get out of jail free card, is the story of Kamsa by Kamsa. We're supposed to learn that story. That's the redemption story. You read it right, you figure it out. So these people are sitting around. Futuristically, there's no time. They're sitting around, they're reading over the story of Kamsa by Kamsa. And Baruch Hashem, they came up with this shit tonight. And like, wait a second. Kamsa, this is a bad option. You know what? Nobody liked Bar Kamsa. Nobody was nice to Bar Kamsa. This is not good. You know what we need? We need that one guy, that one other who takes on the one Ebed. the extreme, extreme Adam for this conversation, the low life Eben at one point. We need the guy who's going to do that, who can turn around that guy. Bartanta didn't have that. The Torah talk starts with that. The first thing the Torah tells us to do, the first halacha, the first one, is the Eben. We don't care about the Eben. The other we're talking about. You want to know why the world's dancing? The world, the mountains are dancing? Because the Torah can create an Adam like that. The Torah is telling you, if you do it right, you will have an Adam that can take this Eved and turn him into a Haftiz Adani. To the point where Kadosh Baruch Hu says, yeah, Haftiz Adani, great job, take him. Mabatarani, I don't care about my halacha, which is a regular halacha, about that boy, about it. Unbelievable. They're sitting around. I'm like, what are we going to do now? Who's going to be that person who's going to take on this person to mix it together? So they came up with an unbelievable idea. You know what we're going to do? We're going to take, what's the ultimate show of faith? We're going to take our daughters, we're going to marry them off to the B'nai B'nyamin. That's the ultimate. Did you ever know? You know B'nai B'nyamin we started with? Rapists, murderers, all maybes. I'm putting in quotes. Rapists, murderers, didn't listen to Besdin, snitches, didn't invite the guy for a little bread in his house. I mean, we're talking about a list of bad things. So Kleisel saying, we got to fix this game up. We know the mistake by Kamsa. Now we're going to fix this up. We're going to take our daughters, the ultimate sign of respect and love. We're going to say, you know what? You're not that bad. You know what you're going to do? I'm going to do for you? I'm giving you my daughter to marry you. That's the ultimate. I'm telling you, listen, there's a way to do it. You took away the base of Mikdash because you felt that it just doesn't exist. You felt that Doug is not around. Don't worry about it. We're going to come forward. We're going to tell you, Tuba'av, that's going to occur. Tuba, we're going to tell you, let's do this. We're going to take the worst of the worst, if we can call them Binyamin that, and we're going to be Mashanach with them on purpose to create what? An Ahava. Bahafti is a Dainam. Is there a step for that? Yeah. Okay. He says, Bahafti. That's what we need. We have to do that to that level. And then we tell Akash about this. Tell Akash about this. You're Mavata and everything when we get this level. You already gave up on ownership on regular human beings. You already said, oh, I don't care. I'm about to take a guy and make him have a little. You're about to on things? It's okay. Bring back the basement. You only took it away because you felt there was a unified front problem of everyone being part of the problem. I have a good idea. Right now, we're going to oiker that problem because we read it on Tisha B'Av. We waited those few days because we said Tisha B'Av and Tu B'Av are connected. And on Tu B'Av, they got up and said, you know what? Right now, we're going to marry Binyamin. You know what that does? That creates a Simchas Liboy. That creates a Lashon in the Mishnah. That's why it says it. That creates a Lashon in the Mishnah, Chavav and Beis, that says, yeah, that what? Zeh Simchas Liboy, Zeh Binyan, Beis HaMikdash, Sheivon HaMeri B'Mein. I think the lesson, all of us is, be nice to your mother one. Realize that we can reach that level with a Torah. We can become with to borrow a phrase from the Rishayim and Ubermensch. We can become that level of who Hashem will say, everything I care about is irrelevant. Don't worry about it. It's all yours. You guys can do whatever you want right now. If you have the people who go from Avodim to Vahafti Sadaini, all will be good. Amen. Sorry, I got the